Welcome back to the show. It's 18 minutes after the hour on a very happy Monday morning. So glad you're with us. Speaking to Dr. Linda Mintel from the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. And Linda, you wrote an article on worry. And I tell you, I too come from a little worrying family, or I should say I'm the worrier in the family. So let's talk about worrying and how we're supposed to live a worry-free life, but who can do that? Who is that person?
Well, I don't think God would tell us not to do it if he didn't figure out there was a way to do it.
So okay.
I think we all have to try to become that person and look at worry. It doesn't mean we do it right every single day. And there are times when we are worried and we need to start thinking about, what is the purpose of my worry? What is worry doing in my life? It usually takes you nowhere. And in fact, it makes you anxious and, you know, mentally upset. So we really do need to look at, why would God tell us not to worry and then, you know, leave us and go, okay, well, good luck with that. I think, you know, it's a hard thing to do, but hope you figure it out. No, I think he's given us a lot of ways in the scripture to put away worry. And we know how to do it.
Well, Linda, let's start talking about some of those, because I actually need your counsel this morning.
Well, the first thing that's really important is in Luke 21:14, Jesus urged his disciples. He said, make up your minds not to worry. So he, to me, that says, Bill, that we have to have some intention, which means that we have to notice when we're having those worried thoughts. And here's the real key with worry. Worry at the root is doubting God. Now, when I got a hold of that and I really started to think, okay, every time I worry, I'm basically saying, God, I don't know if I really believe you. I don't know if I really trust you. I don't know if you really do control my life and the world. When we allow worry to grab hold of us and really grab hold of us, we are basically saying that we doubt God. So that is important to kind of get in your mind and in your brain to say, all right, there's a problem there. I've got to start trusting God. So when I have that worried thought, when it comes into my brain, doesn't mean it's terrible to have a worried thought, but when it comes in, a lot of us then try to go, don't think about that. Don't think about that. Push that away. And actually, when you do that, it actually stays in your mind even longer. So we have this saying, Bill, in therapy, we say, what you resist will persist.
Okay.
So instead, what we want to do is we don't want to try to suppress that worried thought. We want to recognize that it's there. And then what we want to do is think of a more reasonable thought or a more realistic one, or what we would say from a Christian perspective is the truth of God's word. And we want to put God's word or that truth into that worried thought so that we can do what scripture says, take it captive. And what happens when something is captive, the Bible talks about this in a way that it's confining. So captivity, when you're captive, when you're in prison, you're confined. You can't wander all over the place when you're confined. And so what you're literally doing in your mind is you're saying, okay, here's that worried thought. First, I'm going to not let it wander into worried waters. I'm going to grab that thought. I'm going to take it captive. And then I'm going to replace that thought with the truth of God's word and put his truth there so that I will remind myself to trust God, that he is in control and he's got my future.
Mm-hmm. Now, Linda, the mind and body work together in tandem. And if you're spending a lot of time with a worrying head, it's going to start to affect your body as well, because stress hormones are going to start getting released, and that can do actually some damage to your body, can it?
It does. It does. We even have studies that show that it can cause what's called cardiac activation, which means heart problems. And so worriers have higher rates of that. In addition, they have higher rates of engaging in unhealthy lifestyle habits. So people who worry might then try to medicate themselves, might use smoking as a way of calming down, or might try to, you know, overeat as a way to calm. So when you allow worry in, a lot of times you do these compensation kind of behaviors that don't help your health overall and aren't good for us. So again, it's trying to cultivate a sense of contentment, even when there's difficulty around you, which I do think we have to work at, Bill. I do think we have to be so intentional with this and be aware when worry is entering our mind.
So Linda, if there's a situation in your life that anyone looking at it would say, oh, I bet Linda's worried about this for a good reason, because it's something very serious. How would Linda herself approach that problem in a way that you can control your thinking and your worry?
So one of the things I mentioned, since I wrote a book on this called Letting Go of Worry, I make this real big distinction between the difference of being concerned about something. So we're not putting our head in the sand, and we're still living in reality of the moment and what's happening. So let's say I get bad news or something, you know, terrible happens. I'm going to be very concerned about that. The difference is worry is future focused. And it circles around a problem sort of endlessly, and it doesn't let you engage in problem solving. It becomes paralyzing when you just worry. So there's a difference where I might say to somebody, I'm very concerned about that. I'm going to think about what I need to do to respond to it. I'm going to think if there's anything I can do to problem solve it, maybe to, you know, make things better. But I'm also going to trust the Lord, and I'm going to go to prayer, and I'm going to ask the Lord to give me wisdom, to give me discernment, to give me his peace during the middle of this. And God promises that he will give us peace during a storm. So I'm going to turn my attention then, after I've done everything that I can do in my power, I'm going to turn my attention then to trusting the God and asking for his peace for that situation.
Linda, would you pray right now for people who are worrying? Because I've got a list, and I think my name's near the top. So I would love that if you would do that.
I'd love to.
Thank you.
So Lord, we know as we start our work week, and we know that there are so many concerns and so much going on in our lives, and especially as we begin to embrace the busyness of holidays, and we think about all the things that need to be done. And we know that there are a lot of people who are listening right now that are struggling with very difficult, serious things in their life, maybe divorce, maybe children that are having problems, grandparents, difficulty with caretaking elderly, so many things that can give us cause to worry. But you tell us to not worry. You tell us to take our cares to you, to cast all our cares, that your yoke is easy and that your burden is light. And so, Lord, help us to replace the doubt that we have that causes us to engage in worry with the trust in you, and to go to you and to cast all of our cares upon you, and to trust you that you are in our moment, that you are in our future, and that you are ordering our steps, and that you have us in the palm of your hand. Remind us of your truth and your care and your love every single moment, so that we can walk in the peace and contentment that you promise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Linda, God is awesome, and so are you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bill. Have a great Monday.
Yep, you too. It's 26 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break and then go to Breakpoint. Be back in a minute.
Can we ever know the Lord Jesus as intimately as we'd like? True prophet, conquering king, lamb on the throne? More fully understanding the depths of his ministry is a worthy effort, so I hope you'll request the ebook and study guide for Name Above All Names by Pastors Alistair Begg and Sinclair Ferguson, free from Truth for Life.
Visit our website, myfaithradio.com, to claim your free ebook and study guide.